All right, so we are diving into the Boston Seaport condo market.
Okay.
And imagine you're thinking about buying a condo there.
Yeah.
Is now the time to make a move? Well, we're going to unpack a blog post by Boston realtor John Ford. It's titled, "Did the Spring Market Start Early for the Boston Seaport Condo for Sale Market?"
Interesting.
And there might be an interesting opportunity in here for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so he claims that the Seaport market is already on fire
What in winter?
in winter 2025,
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
even though things don't usually heat up until after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is unusual.
Right.
What do you think is driving this early activity?
Well, I don't know.
Usually, real estate has these predictable seasonal patterns.
Yeah.
And this is suggesting that maybe those norms are shifting. I
Right.
mean, low inventory could make existing condos more desirable.
Oh, yeah.
So buyers are maybe, being prompted to act fast.
Makes sense.
And we also have to consider fluctuating interest rates. If buyers anticipate a rise, they might jump in sooner.
So that limited supply of condos would naturally drive up prices.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. When demand outpaces supply,
Yeah.
it creates a seller's market.
Makes sense.
So this could explain why the Seaport is seeing such high prices.
Yeah.
Even before that, traditional spring rush,
Right.
Ford reports the average sale price this winter was $2,344,000.
Whoa. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
So to put those prices in perspective,
Okay.
how do they compare to other Boston neighborhoods?
Yeah, that's an important question.
Yeah.
Historically, the Seaport has been pricier than other neighborhoods
Okay.
just because of its waterfront location
Right.
and newer developments.
So are these prices rising or are they falling?
Well, it'd be interesting to see how they stack up
Yeah.
against like the Back Bay, Beacon Hill, or even South Boston.
Okay. And how does that average size of 1,371 square feet compare to other Boston condos?
I think it's probably on the larger side
Okay.
compared to older condos
Right.
and more, established neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Newer developments tend to offer more spacious units catering to, luxury market.
Okay.
But it is worth comparing to national averages as well.
All right. So we've got a potentially hot market, limited inventory, and above average prices.
Yeah.
What else does Ford highlight in his post?
Well, he makes a pretty bold offer to potential buyers. 60% commission rebate
Whoa.
for those who close a deal by March 1st.
60% rebate.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is.
He even claims it's larger than Redfin's rebates.
That's a pretty attention-grabbing marketing tactic.
It
It
is.
makes you wonder,
Yeah.
what's the motivation behind such a generous offer?
Yeah.
Does he truly believe the market is so strong
Right.
that he can afford to give up that much of his commission?
Yeah.
Or is this, a realtor trying to secure deals quickly in a potentially uncertain market?
It does seem like an unusually large rebate. For a market that's supposedly on fire,
Right.
if things are moving so fast,
Right.
wouldn't buyers be eager to jump in regardless?
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he's incentivizing buyers to act fast,
Yeah.
which suggests there might be more to the story
Right.
than a simple market surge. It could be a strategy to attract buyers
Okay.
before more inventory hits the market,
Okay.
which could potentially drive prices down.
Okay, so there's a potential opportunity
Right.
for savvy buyers, but also a need for careful consideration.
Absolutely.
This rebate
Yes.
could be a genuine sign of a hot market, or it could be a strategic move
Right.
to secure deals quickly. What do you think?
I don't know.
Is John Ford just really confident
Yeah.
in the Seaport market, or is something else going on here?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
And it's one we'll need to explore further
Okay.
as we dig deeper into the dynamics of this market.
All right, let's unpack that. What else should we consider as we evaluate this potential opportunity?
Well, understanding the typical commission rates in Boston is crucial.
Okay.
A 60% rebate might seem incredible,
Right.
but it's essential to know what the standard commission is
Yeah.
to understand the actual savings involved.
Right.
We also need to consider the implications for the seller.
Okay.
Are they aware of this offer,
Right.
and how might it impact their negotiating position?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, these are all important factors
Yeah.
to weigh.
Right. We need to look beyond the surface
Right.
and consider the bigger picture. So
Exactly.
beyond the
Okay.
numbers, What else might give us insight into the Seaport market?
Well, you know, real estate isn't just about square footage and price tags. Right. It's also about lifestyle, amenities, and the overall, you know, vibe of a neighborhood.
Yeah, and the Seaport has transformed in recent years.
Yeah.
It's become a hub for tech companies.
Right.
Trendy restaurants.
Right.
Luxury retail.
Yeah, it's definitely got that cool factor.
But is that enough to justify these high prices?
That's a good question.
Especially in a market
that's
typically slower during the winter months.
That's where buyer psychology comes in.
Okay.
The fear of missing out. FOMO or FOMO can be a really powerful motivator.
Right.
If buyers perceive the Seaport as like the it place to live, they might be willing to pay a premium.
Right.
Even if it means stretching their budget.
It's almost like that frenzy you see on Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
People rushing to get the best deals.
Right. And that sense of urgency can be amplified in a market with limited inventory.
Right.
If buyers think they need to act fast to secure a condo, they might be less inclined to negotiate on price.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's still important to weigh the potential risks.
Absolutely.
And rewards.
Yeah. Investing in any real estate market comes with uncertainties.
Right.
And the Seaport is no exception.
So we need to consider the long-term outlook for the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Is the current growth sustainable?
Yeah. Are there any potential challenges on the horizon?
Like what?
Like rising sea levels?
Oh, yeah.
Or changes in the tech industry?
Right.
That could impact demand?
These are all valid concerns.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot more to this market than meets the eye.
There always is.
Yeah.
Real estate is a complex ecosystem.
Right.
Influenced by a multitude of factors.
Yeah.
From economic trends to social shifts.
Right.
And it's crucial to approach any investment decision with a critical eye.
Speaking of approaching things with a critical eye.
Okay.
Ford ends his blog post with a personal touch.
Okay.
Inviting readers to check out these Seaport condos for sale and signing off with peace be with you.
Interesting. That's not the typical tone you'd expect from a real estate professional.
Yeah.
It's much more casual.
Yeah, yeah.
And informal.
Do you think that's a deliberate strategy?
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's targeting a younger demographic.
Okay.
Or those who are drawn to a more laid-back vibe.
Less corporate.
Yeah, less corporate.
It could also be a way to stand out in a crowded market.
There's so many real estate agents vying for attention.
Right.
Maybe this is his way of differentiating himself.
So it's a way to create a sense of authenticity.
It could be.
Yeah.
However, it's also a risk.
Right.
Some buyers might see this informal tone as unprofessional.
Or even off-putting.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword.
It is.
It could attract some buyers while alienating others.
Exactly.
It all comes down to personal preference
and
how you perceive that kind of approach.
And that's where it's so important to do your own research.
Okay.
And consult with multiple real estate professionals before making any decisions.
Right.
Don't just rely on one blog post.
Right.
Even if it offers a tempting commission rebate.
So for our listener who's considering the Seaport,
what
would you recommend as a next step?
Well, first and foremost, I'd encourage them to visit the Seaport themselves.
Okay.
Get a feel for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Explore the amenities.
Uh-huh.
Talk to residents.
Right.
See if the vibe aligns with their lifestyle and expectations.
That's great advice.
Yeah. Seeing it firsthand.
Yeah.
Can give you a much better sense of the place than any blog post or website can.
Absolutely. And while you're there,
check
out some open houses.
Right. Talk to other real estate agents.
Okay.
Get their perspective on the market and compare their commission structures.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
It's always good to get multiple perspectives.
Right.
Do your due diligence before making such a significant investment.
And don't forget to look beyond the Seaport.
Right.
Explore other neighborhoods in Boston that might offer similar amenities or lifestyle benefits, but at a potentially lower price point.
Right. Don't get tunnel vision on just one area.
Exactly.
It's all about finding the right fit for your needs and budget.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground here from market trends and buyer psychology to the nuances of commission structures and the importance of due diligence.
Absolutely.
I think it's safe to say that the Seaport condo market is a complex and dynamic landscape.
It is
full of potential opportunities,
yeah,
but also potential risks.
Right.
Yeah, it really is a reminder that real estate is more than just bricks and mortar.
It's about understanding the forces at play,
right?
Both economic and emotional.
Now, John Ford did mention that the Boston condo market typically picks up after the Super Bowl.
Right. That's the traditional pattern.
But what if this year's early surge in the seaport isn't just a fluke?
Yeah.
What if it's a sign of a bigger trend?
That is a fascinating question.
Yeah, is the traditional real estate calendar shifting?
I mean, are buyers becoming less influenced by seasonal patterns?
Exactly. We've seen this happen in other industries.
Right.
With online shopping and instant gratification, you know, changing consumer behavior.
It's certainly possible that real estate is experiencing a similar shift.
Yeah. Are buyers becoming more proactive?
Maybe they're constantly monitoring the market.
Right.
And jumping on opportunities as they arise.
Regardless of the time of year.
Yeah.
Especially with technology making it easier than ever.
Right.
To browse listings, compare prices, connect with agents.
Absolutely. Information is readily available.
Right.
And buyers are more empowered than ever before.
Yeah.
This could lead to a more fluid and dynamic market, less tied to those traditional cycles.
So the early bird might actually catch the worm in this scenario.
Exactly. Those who are willing to do their research, act decisively, and seize those opportunities might have an edge in this evolving landscape.
It's a reminder that staying informed and adaptable is key in any market, especially one as competitive as Boston real estate.
Couldn't agree more.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the Boston Seaport condo market, what's the key takeaway for our listener?
I'd say don't let assumptions or traditional norms dictate your decisions. Do your research, challenge the status quo, and approach the market with a critical eye.
Right.
And remember, real estate is a personal journey.
Okay.
What matters most is finding a place that aligns with your individual needs, lifestyle, and financial goals.
Well said. This deep dive has certainly given us a lot to think about.
Yes.
It seems like the Seaport condo market is full of possibilities, but also requires careful consideration.
It's a microcosm of the larger trends shaping the real estate industry.
And as we've seen, those trends are constantly evolving.
They are.
Well, thanks for joining us on this fascinating exploration.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Of the Boston Seaport condo market.
To our listener, we wish you all the best in your real estate journey.
Remember, stay curious, stay informed, and happy house hunting.